You are the organizer of Pope Benedict's first state visit to Germany.
Right.
And you're also secretary of the Bishops' Conference.
Right.
How difficult was it to organize this trip?
It was not easy at all. Since we have three locations, three places which will be visited by the Holy Father, you have somehow to integrate these three places. They all have a different shape and different accent with regards to the focal points of the papal program. So you somehow had to fit, one had somehow to fit all these places together, and I hope so, and I'm quite confident that we managed to do so.
What are your hopes? I mean, you're talking about context here,
right.
But what are your hopes for the content of this trip?
Right, I mean, the Holy Father has as a motto of this visit a sentence which says, where there is God, there will be future. And this program has a political part, of course, it's a state visit. And he will, I'm quite certain, emphasize that with leaving out God, even in the political arena, without having some faith and belief, some openness to transcendence, there is no real future, because then you have to build your world yourself and to rely simply on these human resources, which are very big, very creative, but too small to really safeguard life. Then this program has, a huge spiritual and religious part, and there he will address the importance of religious faith to mankind and to every single person, and he will give his sermons in the circumstances of the Catholic Church of Germany. So I trust very much that there will be some interesting messages to the public arena, the political arena, as well as the believers, the faithful, the Catholics, but also the Protestants, because we have a huge meeting, an ecumenical respect with the Protestant Evangelical Church.